们翻开旧约弥迦书。
Let's open to the Old Testament, the book of Micah.
弥迦这个意思就是谁像耶和华。
The word Micah means who's like Jehovah.
那么也就是说，代表耶和华到底是什么样子的一个公义。
So we talk about what is the righteousness of Jehovah.
我们所认识的神，他的公义跟慈爱的并存到底在哪里？
So where is the righteousness and the mercy of Jehovah that we know?
弥迦就把这一个神对他自己的选民的三次呼喊。
So here Micah talked about the three calling of the Lord to his people.
那么三次里面呢，都是弥迦透过耶和华的话语。
So three times through the word Jehovah, Micah mentioned.
第一次是万民啊，你要听。
First is hear, O people, all of you.
第二次是讲到以色列的所有的官长啊，要听。
Second, talking about the leaders of Israel, you need to hear.
第三次是讲到以色列啊，你们要听。
So it says Israel, hear.
整个弥迦书就是这三种的一个结合。
So the book of Micah is a combination of the three.
我们从第一章第二节里面，
from chapter 1 verse 2，
万民啊，你们都要听。
Hear, O peoples, all of you.
地和其上所有的也都要侧耳而听。
Listen, O earth and all who are in it.
主耶和华从他圣殿要见证你们的不是。
That the sovereign Lord may witness against you the Lord from his holy temple.
神要从他的圣殿对万民说你的不是。
The Lord from his holy temple went to witness against all the people.
为什么从圣殿呢？
Why from his holy temple?
这一个圣殿就是指神国的殿。
So we're talking about the temple of his kingdom.
不是从耶路撒冷的圣殿。
It's not from the temple of Jerusalem.
那么神国的殿跟万民有什么关系呢？
So what is the temple of the kingdom has anything to do with people or nations?
虽然只有一个民族以色列耶和华认识。
Even though only one tribe that's known to the Lord.
那也就是拣选这一个以色列的民族。
Meaning that the people of Israel have been chosen.
透过这个民族。
Through this tribe or this people.
形成了旧约与新约的开始。
So beginning of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这是神国度的计划。
This is the plan of his kingdom.
天上的耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
人的一个盼望。
And the hope of mankind.
从这样子来告诉全世界的人。
To tell all the people of the earth.
万民就是指全世界的人。
All peoples means that all nations, all the people.
必须要透过这样子以色列的历史。
Need to go through the history of Israel.
经历神话语的真实。
To experience the truthfulness of his words.
任何宗教的经典都是人撰写出来。
All the teachings from all the religions are written by men.
那圣经也是人撰写的啊。
But people say Bible is written by men.
不同的是它在一个主题上面。
The difference is that the main topic
就是神拣选一个族类。
That God chosen one tribe or nation.
从一个人。
From one person.
一个族。
One tribe.
到整个的国家。
To a whole nation.
这一个呢，都是神在做一个计划跟引导。
This is God's planning and His leading.
要让全世界的人看见。
So that all may see.
所以整个以色列还是现在世界的焦点。
That's why Israel is still the focus of the world today.
那么在整个以色列呢，在这一个王国的时候。
So when Israel as a nation perished.
十字军东征跟由这个回教徒在打仗，真的还是耶路撒冷。
So the Christian crusade against the Muslims still fighting about Jerusalem.
这一些呢，都要让我们看见。
So we all see this.
神的手在做这样子的一些工作。
And the hands of the Lord is doing it.
因此，万民啊，你们都要听。
Hear all people, all of you.
听神的话，与神才有办法交通。
So you need to hear the word of God in order to have fellowship with the Lord.
听神的话要侧耳而听。
When you hear the word of God, you need to listen.
意思是什么？要谦卑。
Means that you need to be humble.
那么。我们对神的侧耳，
so when we listen to God,
人对我们的侧耳是不一样的。
It's different from God listening to us.
神对我们的侧耳是他关心你。
When God listens to us, because He cares for us.
我们对神的侧耳是谦卑在神的面前。
But when we listen to the Lord, it's because we humble before Him.
不是去研究神的话语对或错。
It's not to study the word of God whether it's right or wrong.
是我们如何谦卑的心在神的面前领受。
How we can humble ourselves before Him to receive His words.
那么听神的话语。
To hear the word of God.
是一个要仔细。
You need to with details.
要付出一些代价。
You need to pay the price.
有一个啊、一个这个啊、人的孩子从小的时候呢，四岁的时候他就怎么样，耳朵渐渐听不见了。
There was a child of a person who a child could not hear.
医生跟他讲说他很快耳朵就聋了。
And gradually, the doctor said that he would become deaf.
因为四岁。
And he was only 4 years old.
耳朵很快就聋了，不久他就变哑巴了。
And soon he also became mute.
因为他听不见嘛。
Because he could not hear.
他听不见，他就没有办法诉说出来。
So he could not speak either.
因此呢，啊。就刚刚你要常常陪着他跟他讲话。
So this person was told to accompany this person often, this child often and speak to this child.
他的母亲就天天跟他讲话。
So this mother spoke to the child daily.
家教来跟着孩子一起跟他上课。
And brought teachers into the house to teach the child.
那么他从这个还没聋到聋掉的时候呢？
Before he became completely deaf.
一直到他的学习的过程，他一直看人家的嘴巴在讲些什么。
And he kept watching the mouth of the teachers and others what they were saying.
虽然听不到声音
，even they could not hear.
但他已经学会了唇语。
But he able to discern what they say.
他知道人家在讲什么。
He knows what they are saying.
所以他非常的这一个认真的学习。
So he studied very hard.
他从开始聆听到开始会讲话。
So he began to receive the.And be able to speak.
当他结婚了以后
after he got married,
他的孩子都不知道他妈妈是耳聋。
They didn't know that their mother was deaf.
直到他有一天发现为什么背后叫妈妈的时候，妈妈都不应。
Until one day when they called to this person and this mother didn't answer.
只有面对面的时候他才会回答。
Only was when they were face to face that this mother would answer them.
那时候他母亲才告诉他，其实他耳朵是聋。
So this mother revealed to them that she was deaf.
这意味着什么呢？
So what does this mean?
一个人肯倾那个很倾心的听神的话语的时候
，someone who listens carefully to the word of God，
不是在以感觉上我有没有听到神的话。
So it's not by feeling whether they can hear God。
也就是从神的一些环境的状态里面
，but from the environment，
就像这一个人读人嘴巴的唇语一样。
So just like this person who was mute，
他可以感受到神在对他说什么。
He could sense of what God is saying to this woman.
因为她付出了相当的代价的学习。
Because she spent a lot of time learning.
那么神的话使我们走在正确的一个轨迹里面。
So when we the word of God will make us walk in the right plan.
神爱我们，所以告诉我们万民啊，听神的话。
Because God loves us, that's why He said, "Hear, O peoples, all of you."
因为以赛亚告诉我们，或向左，或向右。
So Isaiah, book of Isaiah tell us if you walk to the left or the right.
你必听见后面有声音说这是正路，要行在其间。
You hear a voice behind you telling you this is the way to go.
什么呢？神有话语的引导我们。
Meaning that God has word leading us.
使我们走在一个正确的道路上面。
Now we can walk in the right counsel.
我们知道火车很怕出轨。
We know that railroads, the trains are afraid of being derailed.
特别是现在的速度火车越来越快。
Especially today, the trains are getting faster and faster.
那么出轨了以后，发生了严重的这个车祸就更加的严峻。
So when the trains get derailed, the severity of the disaster is greater.
表示呢，在这一个速度极快的一个时代里面
，meaning in this speedy generation,
我们更要抓住神的话。
We need to grab on even more to the word of God.
免得呢，在这一个话语的当中，我们出去的时候，我们回不来。
Unless we go out, we don't have the word of God, and we cannot return.
因此呢，我们要经常抓住神的话语。
That's why we need to constantly grab on to the word of God.
那么，圣经很多告诉我们，神的话它是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
The Bible tells us that His word is light before us, the lamp before our feet.
神的话可以叫我们洁净。
The word of God can purify us.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？遵行神的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure by obeying the words of the Lord?
因此我们就看到，因神的话是这么样子的有功效。
We see that the word of God is so effective.
神的话能够洁净我们。
The word of God can purify us.
神的话语讲出来的时候带有赦罪的权柄。
So when the word of God come out, it has the authority to forgive.
记得在二战的时候，这个德国去轰炸这一个英国。
Remember in the World War II, Germans bombed England.
那么把一个一百多年的这一个教堂呢，炸的差不多剩下一个钟楼。
So there was a 100 year old church that was bombed until only a part of the tower left.
基本上都不见了。
In essence, it was all gone.
剩下那个钟楼没有被炸到。
Except for the tower, that was not.
这些英国人就爬到钟楼上面去，把十字架给立起来。
So the English people raised up a cross in this tower.
上面写了一个斗大的标语。
So there was great words written on it.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they were doing.
那么这句话呢，被德国人看见了。
And this verse was seen by the Germans.
这个怎么样呢？当这一个谈好冷战的时候
，So when they settle in the Cold War,
有几百位德国的人跑去那个地方把教堂给建造起来。
And several hundred Germans went there to rebuild the church.
因为你知道哈，德国很多人基督徒。
You know that there are many Christians in Germany.
当时整个的这个欧洲大陆，德国那个时候在整个要并吞很多欧洲的时候。
So when the Germany was about to take over Europe,
欧洲有多少人都是基督徒
？So many of them were Christians.
很多的人在想，为什么基督徒会打基督徒
？So a lot of people thought why Christians would fight against Christians.
这一个呢，就是当基督徒被魔鬼利用的时候
，This is when the Christians are used by the devil.
这个希特勒就很会利用基督徒。
So Hitler knew how to use Christians.
那么基督徒呢，吸取了错误的这个政见的时候。
So when they follow the wrong way,
慢慢的头脑被洗脑，就被政治家所运用。
Then they were brainwashed and they were used by the politicians.
坚持了很多的法案在德国通过。
So they got a lot of ordinances passed in Germany.
让希特勒呢一枝独大。
Then until the Hitler grew to power.
等他们想要挽回的时候，已经来不及。
When they wanted to turn around, it was too late.
这个呢，都是给我们看到没有遵行神的话语。
This is what happened when they did not obey the word of the Lord.
那么我们听到神的话语的时候，我们要抓住很好的时机。
So when we hear the word of God, we need to grab the opportunity.
我们来看到弥迦书第一章第四节。
Let's look up the Micah chapter 1 verse 4.
众山在他以下必消化。
The mountains melt beneath him.
诸河必崩裂。
And the valley split apart.
如蜡化在火中。
Like wax before the fire.
如水冲下。山坡
like water rushing down a slope,
这个消化
all this,
这个崩裂
and all the other,
如蜡化在火中
like a wax before a fire,
到神的审判
just talking about God's judgment.
那么这个神的审判是来自于神的管教
so the God's judgment is actually his discipline.
我们看到说神要这样管教他的百姓
this is how God wants to discipline his people.
管教他的百姓是因为神爱他的百姓。
He disciplines his people because he loves them.
所以神的话语里头
Because then the word of God
除了直接跟你讲以外
Besides speaking to you directly
从环境给我们感受到以外
And also from the environment where we sense
他还用一种无声的声音叫做行为管教
And also use a voiceless action
在弥迦书里面呢这个第五章里面告诉我们的这个整个撒玛利亚
In chapter 5 Micah he talk about Samaria
撒玛利亚呢后来呢就被这个亚述帝国所灭
Samaria was destroyed by Assyrians
那我们知道我们前面先读到这一个啊这个啊这个啊约拿
Yes we read a book of Jonah
约拿到尼尼微
And Jonah went to Nineveh
尼尼微就是亚述的首都
So Nineveh was the capital of Assyria
经过几百年后呢，我们就看见呢，这个尼尼微呢，这个亚述的帝国又壮大起来。
So after a couple hundred years, we saw that Assyria got raised up.
两百年过去了，当然忘记了两百年前的事情。
After 200 years, they forgot what happened before 200 years ago.
有多少人能够记得美国两百年前的事情
？How many people can remember the history of United States 200 years ago?
刚刚建国，很多的欧洲移民。
So when the nation was first built.There were a lot of immigrants from Europe.
一百年前我们大概比较熟了。
So maybe we are more familiar with about what happened 100 years ago.
因为那个不沉的那一个啊，这个铁达尼号就在那个地方沉没了啊。
Because of the Titanic that sank there.
就最近在纪念铁达尼号沉没一百年。
So people were commemorating the 100 years of a sinking of the Titanic.
铁达尼号的票房好像都很高。
And the tickets were very expensive.
听说又要重拍了。
And they have to redo.
以前票房很高，同样要重拍了。
So because the tickets were expensive, they would try to copy it again.
有什么特别的呢？
What's so special about it?
原来他们这个重拍以后呢，他们就看到呢，这个到深海里面去。
So in reenactment, they have to go to the deep sea.
把那以前过去技术没有办法达到的目标。
So try to reach things that, or copy things that they were not able to do before.
用这一个科技去把它研究出来，当时怎么沉的，是怎么样回事。
So they use high tech to study how it sank and how what happened.
人窥探过去那个悲剧的历史，怎么样这一个沉没的。
People long for the what happened to the tragedy.
好像很这个很喜欢知道这个答案。
They wanted to know the answer.
但是我们有没有想到说，整个历史里面在神的手中？
Do we ever wonder that history is in the hands of the Lord?
我们可以从历史学到教训。
We can learn from the history.
更应该从神的话语领受神的话语。
We also need to even more receive from the Word of God.
因此呢，当我们看到神他管教使他的百姓受苦的时候
，So when the Lord disciplines His people so that they suffer,
事实上就是爱神的百姓要回到正路里面来。
It's because He loves them; He wants them to turn back to Him.
当他责打他们的时候
，So when He strikes them with rods,
需要让他们回到神的正路里面来
，So they can come back to His path of truth.
所以第二章里面就讲到什么呢
？So what's that chapter two talks about?
第二章里面就讲到为什么会有这样子的这个管教领导。
So you talk about why the discipline came.
神管教是孩子在你不长进的时候他就管教。
So when you don't grow, God will discipline.
基督徒不长进的时候这个神会管教。
When the Christians do not grow, God will discipline.
因为神要让你承接他的产业。
Because God wants you to receive His inheritance.
神要让你承接他的产业，说他要管教你成为一个可用的器皿。
God wants to discipline you so that you become a usable vessel.
严格这个管教就是神在塑造我们。
Strictly speaking, God is actually forming you.
因此呢，我们必须要汲取神国的教训。
So we need to receive the teaching from the kingdom.
让我们的生命里头。
So our life.
在神的管教的当中。
In His discipline.
我们明白神的心意
We can understand His will
不会像这一个我们哎呀神你为什么给我们这么多的苦难
You will not be like someone who says God why you give us so much trouble
我摆上了这么多你为什么还不信任我一样
Yeah that I have sacrificed so much you still don't trust me
要给我这么多的磨练
You want to put me through so much training
我们感受到的是神好像很无理
You what people feel is that God seems to be unreasonable
神绝对不是这样子的一个无理
God is not unreasonable.
神一定知道我们的需要。
God knows what we need.
第二章我们看到说，第二节里面他贪图田地就占据。
In verse 2, chapter 2, they covered the fields and seized them.
房屋便夺取。
And houses and take them.
他们欺压人，霸占房屋和产业。
They defraud a man of his home and fellow man of his inheritance.
你可以看到这一些事情，怎么样霸占呢？
So you see in here, how do they seize?
就霸占有很多种方法。
There are many different ways.
就让本来穷人呢，本来可以住得起房子的，变成住不起房子。
So the poor people who are supposed to be able to live, they are not able to.
我们看到这个二级房贷啦等等之类的，都没有想到说，当你失业的时候。
So people who take on second home mortgage, they realize
你的这一个钱哈，怎么样子这一个运用。
So when they lose their job, what how the money could be used?
你没有贷款是不是
？You cannot take out mortgage.
你可以从你的这一个退休年金里面去贷款。
So people end up using their retirement funds.
那你有没有想过，如果你失业的时候你付不出钱的那个年金会怎么样呢
？So have you ever thought about if you lose your job and that money is not sufficient?
最后你付不出钱呢，你的这个本来缴了十几年的退休金刚好被保险公司拿去。
So at the end of all decades of your retirement money, you all take over by insurance company or mortgage or banks.
有一些想一些方法呢，他没有告诉你利害关系。
So they devise ways, but they did not tell you the
他只告诉你前面这个饼很好吃哦，你可以吃得起的。
He just tell you that this is a delicious pie, you are able to eat it.
太多的法案是这样子，让人陷入这个里头。
Many ordinances are like that that people fall into.
当然也是很多错误的观念，让我们有一种贪恋。
Well, because of erroneous ideas of that we have this greed.
所以他们贪图田地就占据。
So they greed, they covet the lands and the houses, and they defraud them.
当然，绝对不是用强的。
Of course, it's not by force.
这个叫做高明的金光党。
This is the higher ways of trickery.
高明的金光党就是骗到你啊，你还跟他谢谢。
So when they deceive you, you still thank them too.
那我们看到这个就是现在很多的金融机构里面是这样的。
So we see that this happened to a lot of investment companies.
这个爱尔兰本来已经很复苏了，为什么一夕之间垮掉？
So Ireland was supposed to be pretty well off, for a sudden their economy collapsed.
很多的爱尔兰那这个公司高科技进到爱尔兰。
A lot of company went into Ireland.
正在欣欣向荣的时候。
So when they were prosperous,
就银行就提出一些很好的贷款。
The bank gave them very great loans.
当然，房地产贷款。
Of course, the loans for mortgage for the.
如果当开始这个科技进来的时候，大家有一点闲钱的时候呢
？So when the high tech came in, people were not quite sure.
买。
They kept buying.
结果当房地产泡沫的时候
，But when the real estate busted.
连同拖垮了以及经济快要成长的这一些这高科技的东西。
So everything fell apart, even the high tech that was growing.
最近看到一个爱尔兰的这一个啊，相当于哈佛学府的这一些毕业生。
We saw that the people in Ireland who were as the highest the Harvard graduates.
读了很不容易进到这个三一大学里头。
So they went into their high university.
他说他出来大概只能卖衣服。
But when he graduates, he can only probably sell clothes.
我找不到工作。
They couldn't find jobs.
我只能找我不是我专业上的工作。
They can only find things that are of their specialty or profession.
这个可以看到整个爱尔兰为什么会这样。
We shall examine why this happened to Ireland.
读到尼加书的时候，哦，原来这个霸占人家的田地田产，不见得是用抢的。
So when we read here chapter 2, to defraud, to seize fields and houses is not by force.
那么神就把这种现世的审判引到这个时代。
So God put this judgment in reality into this generation.
我们看在整个第二章里面，神要看看以色列当中有没有虔诚的。
So God put this in Israel to see if they are sincere or not.
虔诚人是勒住自己的舌头的。
Those people who are fearful or reverent would hold their tongue.
虔诚人是在患难中看顾孤儿寡妇的。
Those who are reverent or godly would look after the widows and the orphans.
雅各书第一章二十七节，虔诚人是怎么样保守自己，在这个世代呢不沾染世俗。
So in the book of James, they talk about those who are reverent would keep themselves from the.Of the world.
不会被这世界上的一些风俗习惯的观念影响我们。
They will not be influenced by the traditions and customs of the world.
因为很多的一个这个虔诚人这个不见了。
So many godly men are no longer present.
神兴起另一些虔诚人了。
God will raise up new godly people.
所以第二章第四节讲到说，神会将我们的位分转给那一些虔诚人。
So in chapter 2 verse 4 he said he will assign his field to others.
那日必有人向你们提起悲惨的哀歌。
In that day men will ridicule you. They will taunt you with
this mournful song. 最后怎么样，我们全然败落了。
So we are utterly ruined.
耶和华将我们的份转归别人。
My people's possession is divided up.
何竟使这份离开我们。
He takes it from me.
他将我们的田地分给悖逆的人。
He assigns our field to traitors.
哇，这是何等大的审判！
This is such a great judgment.
我们本来应该领受到神的祝福。
We are supposed to receive the blessing of God.
如果神用这个，我们把我们的祝福给那一些悖逆的人。
But God gave our blessing to those traitors.
严格讲起来，不是这一个怎么样？不是神国度里面的人。
Strictly speaking, talking about those people who are
not the kingdom. 那我们
怎
么子女怎么会这样呢？
So what happened to all the sons and daughters?
因为也是在世俗的贪恋里头。
Because they're covet or they're greed in the world.
没有从领受神的话语里面知道怎么向左向右。
they didn't receive from the word of God how to turn left or to the right.
投机跟投资是不一样的。
To invest is different to have a foundation.
本来是应该要投资。
Initially, you're supposed to invest.
好好的在正常的投资里头。
So you're supposed to invest in the right place.
最后讲什么？因快速的成长变成投机。
Because they want a speedy a return.
这个呢，都是什么审判的理由。
This is the reason God judged.
第三章说，我说雅各的首领啊。
So chapter 3 says, listen, you leaders of Jacob.
你家第二次的呼吁。
His second calling.
以色列家的官长啊。
You rulers of the house of Israel.
你们要听。
You should listen.
你们不当知道公平吗？
Should you not know justice?
你们恶善好恶。
You know who good, hate good and love evil.
啊，从人身上剥皮。
Who tear the skin from my people.
从人骨头上剔肉。
And the flesh from their bones.
这是意思是什么？人家已经很贫穷了，你还是什么？把人家所有的应该有的当头再把人家拿走。
So, people are already very poor, and you took away what they have left.
穷的什么都没有了。
They're poor, so to the point that nothing left.
最后连能够吃饱饭的家伙也把人家夺走了。
You took away even their bowls.
我们就看到说，当这一个官长做这种工作的时候，
When we see the rulers do this kind of work,
这一些呢都是怎么样？都是神所不许可的。
This is God. This pleases God.
那么正直的官长应该喜爱神的律法。
The just ruler should love the God's laws and decrees.
但是弥迦那个时候呢，他们的领袖就藐视耶和华的律法。
But during times of Micah, the rulers despised the laws and decrees of the Lord.
心中里面就产生一种邪恶。
So within their hearts, there's wickedness.
你们不喜欢善，倒喜欢恶。
You do not love good, but hate.
因此呢，
do not love,
所做的事情呢，都不遵守耶和华的律法。
Because they love evil and hate good, so everything they did was against the decree.
第三节说，吃我民的肉，剥他们的皮，打折他们的骨头。
So verse 3, who eat my people's flesh, stripped off their skin and break their bones in pieces.
为什么神的审判会临到？
Why will God's judgment come?
这个就是说，他以色列的民呢，已经怎么样，不听神的话语。
It's because the Israelites don't longer listen to the Lord.
第五节里面讲到说，使我论到使我民走差的先知。
Verse 5, this is what the Lord says.
他们的牙齿所绝的。
As for the prophets who lead my people astray,
他们就呼喊说平安了。
If one who feeds them, they proclaim peace.
凡不供给他们吃的。
If he does not,
他们就预备攻击他。
They prepare to wage war against them.
耶和华如此说。
Therefore, the Lord says,
这个让我想到呢，教会如果只讲恩典而不讲公义的时候。
This is what I think if the church talks about only grace and not talk about righteousness.
或是从恩典里面再看到神的公义。
So maybe from grace to see God's righteousness.
从道的走的。
Those who walk in the way.
而不是从神的公义去看神的恩典。
But from the God's righteousness to see His grace.
正确的去述说神的道的时候。
And to describe His word correctly.
当然比较容易让人家觉得满意。
So you make people feel more satisfied.
特别现在整个的基督教里面有讲到什么？这个讲到要讲积极的话。
So in the Christian churches, they talk about speaking words.
希望我们到教会来多听一些鼓励我们的话。
The words that are encouraging, so they want people to come to church to hear words that are encouraging. So if they're walking the wrong way, do we encourage you?
有时候鼓励的话是像刀一样。
Because sometimes the words that encourage are like swords.
要你归回正道才真正的鼓励。
So to make you turn back to the right path, that's the truth.
越鼓励你，越你让你觉得这样子平安呐。
So to encourage you to make you feel like there's peace.
不供给他们吃。
But do not give them food.
怎么样？他就怎么样？这一个就讲平安，没有真正的这一个神的话语在里头。
They proclaim peace, but without the true word of God in them.
但是如果不讲这一些人就不需要。
But if they don't talk about this, they don't feel
the need. 我想来教会里面呢，不是要听苦难。
I don't want to come to church to hear about suffering.
我想来到教会里面是能够给我一些慰藉，给我一些平安。
They come to church to receive peace and to have comfort.
但并没有真正想到真正的平安从哪里来。
They never thought about where the true peace come from.
他只是想要这一个外在的这一个附加品的平安。
They just want to have the peace of exterior.
这一些呢没有办法真正满足我们的平安。
They cannot truly satisfy us in
表示怎么样？第五节里面给我们看到，人已经失去了分辨是非的能力。判断的能力。
Verse 5 tells us that people have lost their ability to discern what's right and wrong.
因为他想要他能够得着的。
Because they want to receive only what they want.
这一个在这一个韩国里面有一个类似基督教的异端，叫做统一教。
So there is a Christian church or sect in Korea that that's like what they call it, I think Unitarian church.
在将近快这个二十几年前，我到韩国去的时候，但韩国还不是很这个经济还不是很发达。
23 years ago, I went to Korea, and the economy was still not that prosperous.
哎呀，晚上看到这个韩国汉城，整个头顶上都是十字架。
I saw in the city of Seoul that there were crosses all over.
看到哇，数不完的十字架。
There were numerous.Countless crosses on the buildings.
我说哇，韩国真是复兴啊。
I said, really, Korea really revived.
那么在我们住的下面呢，就有一家韩国的教会。
So beneath where we stayed, there was a Christian, Korean church.
哎，这个晚上呢，这个在二楼。
So on the second floor.
已经快十点了，他们还在聚会。
So it was already 10 o'clock. They were still meeting.
哎，我就要进去。
So I wanted to go in.
结果那个韩国的家人，那个我们住在他们家家人，哎，那个不是教会。
But the person who where we're staying with, they said this is actually not church.
韩文我们也看不太懂。
And we don't actually understand.
就是叫我们看懂嘛，对不对
？But we understand the cross.
看起来就是一个教会的样子。
It looks like it's a church.
他说这个就是统一教。
This is actually Unitarian.
他说哦，我们才知道原来摆十字架的不见得是教会。
Then I realized not all churches that have crosses is church.
他说这里啊很多统一教。
He said there's a lot of Unitarians.
那统一教用的方法呢，都是怎么样勾引人心
？They use method that try to entice people.
哎，你可以看到说这一个啊，很多的时候他说我们一直在讲求复兴。
So we keep talking about revival.
在讲到这个啊这个基督徒百分比的时候。
So we talking about the Christians.
韩国教会有35%-45%的基督徒。
Korea don't have 30-40% Christians.
很高。
It's very high percentage.
但是呢，三分之一是异教徒。
But they said about a third of them is a heretic.
异端。
The heresies.
因为他们也自己叫做自己是基督徒。
Even though they call themselves Christians.
归类在里头。
And they put themselves in the same order.
啊，我在恍然大悟，原来是这样。
Then I realized, come to realization, that's what happened.
我不是他们告诉我，我不知道哦，这个也是教会。
Unless they told me, I thought that they were churches also.
在楼上看下去的时候，那个十字架，哇，太多了。
So when I looked up from the floors, there were so many crosses in the land.
都是基督徒。
And I thought they were Christians.
我们就发现到那个世代里面，为什么会有那么多的人被吸引
？So I wonder why so many people were enticed.
第三章第五节里面，我们就看出来。
So in chapter 3 verse 5 we see why.
一个人他有目的的时候。
When somebody has a motive.
他就会叫人被控制。
You make someone to be bound.
所以当我们怎么样吸引人来教会很重要。
So how we lead others to the church is very important.
你用什么方法你就吸引什么人。
So whatever method you use, you lead them.
你用神的方法就吸引神的儿女。
So you use the way of the Lord, you lead the sons and
daughters
of the Lord.
你用世界的方法你就吸引世界需要的人。
So you use the ways of the world, you entice the people of the world.
我从事布道已经啊很多年了。
I've been doing evangelistic work for many years.
包括街头布道也好。
As a leading the evangelism.
早期在音乐事工布道，天这个一年有这个两三百场在外面啊巡回布道也好。
So in the past, I've even been involved in 200-300 musical revivalism.
慢慢察觉到用什么样子的方法就吸引什么人。
So I realize whatever method people use will attract certain type of people.
你愿意用神的方法就吸引到神的儿女。
If you use the way of the Lord, you attract son and daughter of God.
用世界的方法就吸引到世界的儿女。
If you use the way of the world, you attract people of the world.
在香港有一派叫做神的儿女的教会。
In Hong Kong, there is a sect that call themselves the sons and daughters of God.
哎呀，这神的儿女的教会真不是神的儿女。
But even though they call them the church of sons and daughters, they were not truly sons and daughters. Because they are heretics.
但是呢，他也叫做儿女，神的儿女的教会。
But they call themselves the church of sons and daughters of God.
它里面呢，讲到的跟统一教差不多，差不多。
What they preach is similar to the Unitarians.
我觉得他 copy 人家统一教的教义，然后怎么样叫做神的儿女。
And they basically copy their teaching and call themselves sons and daughters of God.
是不是统一教的纷争，我就不知道了。
Are they a
split from? 没有时间去查这些宗教。
From the Unitarians, I didn't have time to re-study them.
但我们知道已经怎么样失去了很多神的儿女失去了分辨能力。
But we know that a lot of sons and daughters lost the ability to discern.
在这个世界里面，世代里面。
In this generation, this world.
我告诉你，要不是这个啊统一教被美国政府追税啊，我告诉你，很多美国的韩信统一教。
I tell you, unless the, because the government went after them for tax purposes, the Unitarian church probably has attracted a lot of people.
那个是从统一教里面来的。
You know, there are a lot of came from the Unitarian churches.
以前美国有一个税法，不满一块钱不加税，对不对？
So there was a law in the past about taxes that if you don't buy.
文坚明就找这个漏洞。
So this person, they went after this loophole.
好好读的话，应该是一个很会的经济学家。
If you look carefully, he's actually a smart economist.
其实这个统一教就是一个跨国的企业。
So it's the Unitarian actually is it's a multinational business.
那我觉得这个并没有什么特别的。
I didn't feel like anything special about them.
因为摩门教也是。
Because Mormons were the same.
摩门教比这个统一教还早。
The Mormons were even earlier than the Unitarians.
我可以用这样类推，他人家是学习人家摩门教的东西。
So they able to figure out what they were doing and copy them.
教会企业化。
The church became a business.
所以最近在台湾里面，叫电视里面报道里面。
So in the business in the news in Taiwan,
这个教会非常的好。
They said that many churches are very good.
里面有很多的企业家。
There are a lot of businessmen in them.
他把教会当作企业来管理经跟经理。
So they use the church as a place to learn how to start businesses.
我想那个记者大概不是基督徒。
And believe the news broadcaster probably was not a Christian.
很多管理跟经营的方式从圣经里面来的。
A lot of managerial skills and creativity came from the Bible.
儿女没有办法从圣经里面找到这一些。
But the sons and daughters of God cannot find them in the Bible.
失去了这个分辨的能力。
Because they lost the ability to discern.
当然，教会跟企业又不一样。
Of course, church is different from creating a business.
因此呢，必须要有神国这个聆听神的声音。
You must be able to hear the voice of the Lord.
第一章第二节里面告诉我们，请听侧耳。
So chapter 1 verse 2 says, hear.
要我们侧耳。
He wants us to listen.
要我们谦卑在神的面前。
And humble before the Lord.
愿神将他的话放在我们的心里。
May the word
of
the Lord be in our hearts.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
赐能力给我们。
May you give us strength.
让我们有一个谦卑的心。
That we have to be humble before you.
领受神你的话语。
To receive your word.
让我们领受你的话语。
So when we receive your word.
不存着成见。
We will not.
不存着偏心。
We will not be impartial.
让我们在你的话语当中。
Favoritism.
被引导，
走
正确的道路。
In the right path,
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.